God bless you, brethren. Today is day two, and I'm just taking the reading from Mark 9:50, and it says that salt is good, but if the salt has lost its saltness, wherewith will ye season it? Have salt in yourself, and have peace one with another. So for this second piece of the attribute of Christ, that the focus is on half salt in yourselves. I was just thinking about this question, that is it possible to identify and know a Christian just by being around them, just for a couple of moments? There was something that's quite fascinating about the entire journey of Christ during crucifixion. Remember the soldier that crucified Christ? If you recall, Jesus never preached to him or said anything to him, but there was something that Christ carried that, you know, compelled this individual, that this individual must have perceived, that made him blurt out those words after Christ was crucified, that he said that truly this was the Son of God. You know, the world is really a hostile place today, and there is bitterness everywhere, there's strife everywhere, there is turbulence everywhere, and the presence of Christ, the Spirit of Christ, has never added to turbulence or strife or strain. Rather, it always brings calm to every turbulent situation. It brings peace, it brings cheer, and it brings grace to the degree that the unbelievers, who may not even totally understand what this is about, or what's going on, or whether a person, you know, is a Christian, but they would know that there is something about this individual that's quite different. And the only reason for that is this person carries the same spirit that lived in Christ, that made the Roman unbelievers say that truly this was the Son of God. I remember a brother who worked in an establishment shared with me once that after he joined a company, there was this young man who would come to him and tell him everything about his life and everything that he was going through. And this went on for many days. So at some point, this brother was pushed to, you know, open his mouth and begin to witness to this individual. And the first thing, when he started to talk about Jesus Christ and his true revelation to this man, the first thing the young man said was, the unbeliever said was, "I knew it. You know, I knew there was something about you. I knew you were probably Christian." You know, that really fascinates me. Friends, you know, we can carry the Spirit of Christ and it won't bring cheer everywhere we go, you know, to the sad and the lone. The Spirit of Christ is palpable. People can feel it. If that's not the case, then we should check it. On the flip side, you know, the Spirit of Christ is also tormenting to the evil possessed, to the ones who carry the wrong spirit. Remember when Christ moved around where the evil spirit were, he didn't bring cheer and comfort to them. Rather, they became very uncomfortable till, you know, they would say, they shout out, "Leave us alone," right? If Christ was in us, it would also bring very, very uncomfortable. People who carry their own spirit will also be very uncomfortable around us. You know, I remember one incident about an individual who was possessed with the wrong spirit, and, you know, he was jumping here and there, and they were trying to tie him up, and he was resisting everyone. But there was a Christian there who didn't know what was going on in that office. And at some point, he just stepped out of his office to see what was going on. And at the very sight of this individual, this evil possessed man started to shiver. And he was scared. And, you know, he submitted himself right there before this brother. And this brother hadn't even said anything. And upon him submitting, the brother said, "Satan, I rebuke thee in Jesus' name." I just believe that the Christian life is not something that we should, that should be put up as a picture to decorate the room or some sort of painted fire. It's something that people can experience and see that Jesus Christ is in this person. This attribute of Christ is in this person. You know, the Spirit of Christ is welcoming spirit to those that are needy, the sad and the lonely who needs that help, but it's also a torment to the kingdom of darkness. Colossians 4:6 says, "Let your speech be always with grace and seasoned with salt." You know, the Spirit of Christ is not hostile, it's not touchy. Some people might profess Christianity and, you know, people don't feel comfortable around you. They're touchy and, you know, difficult to be around. The Spirit of Christ brings calm to those who are worried. It brings peace to those who are disturbed. It brings cheer to the lonely. Oftentimes, when William Branham would be discerning, in the discernment, for those who are familiar with, you know, listening to the tapes or maybe reading his books, he would tell the people who were standing in front of him that you can feel that calm and sweet feeling right now. And he would say that's because you are in his presence. There is something about the presence of Christ that brings calm, and that people who are needy or people who are disturbed can feel some calmness and peace around a Christian who carries his presence. I know that we would like to carry Christ's presence to that way, I mean, to that tune. We would want to be a salt in a bitter world. That's what he meant by saying why we should have salt in ourselves. I also know that most times this attribute of Christ doesn't reflect without you spending, or without a Christian spending sufficient time in his presence in prayers and meditation in his word. I can see how else Christ could get into us so much that it becomes very palpable without dwelling in his presence so much. I believe this is the only way. When Peter and the apostles spoke, remember that the Bible said that the people took notice that they had been with Jesus. They obviously had spent so much time with him that even when they were by themselves, they carried his attributes, they carried his presence. And it was very noticeable and very palpable to the unbelievers. I just pray today that as we go out, that the grace to soak ourselves in Christ, that his attributes will naturally begin to reflect from us to the world, wherever we find ourselves. In Jesus' name. Amen. Have a great day. I pray that whatever we do today will bring glory to the name of Christ and not disgrace. We will shine forth the light of Christ, and we will be a salt to a bitter world. In Jesus' name. God bless you, brethren.